Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is for the 24th Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today is the exaltation of the cross. The cross is a vital factor in Christian living. The doctrine is that Jesus died to save us from our sins, to win for us a way into salvation and eternal life. Do we really understand this? Do we really believe we need God's mercy? Do we even know our sins? The fact is that probably we think that we don't really need God's mercy. So the whole idea of the cross has very little meaning if these are the conditions in which we approach it. Jesus said that we must love others with all our hearts and all our minds, and we must love our neighbor as ourselves. We know that it's more or less impossible to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Jesus' ideal was that this love should become a reality in the world. If it was there, then the whole world would be perfect. No wars, no hatred. Knowing that we fail in this love, this we call sin. Imperfection, inability to be what we were created to be, loving people. So therefore, we can never say, I don't have sin, I don't need mercy. We do need mercy. We are sinners, and we should desire forgiveness, mercy from God. So Jesus came to say by his example that even though we are imperfect, yet he loves us. But one may ask, why did he die on a cross? What is the logic? What is the meaning of the cross of Jesus Christ? You need faith to understand it. This is how God reconciles humanity, all of us, in other words, to himself, through the sacrifice of his Son Jesus for the sins of the world. The easiest way to explain the cross of Jesus Christ is with a story. This is the story of two identical boys. We shall give them names: Joseph and Michael. As they grew up, Joseph and Michael, it became obvious that the two boys, while identical in looks, were very different in personalities. Michael was inclined to get into a lot of trouble from the very beginning. Joseph, on the other hand, was a very good, quiet and wise young boy. When they became teenagers, Michael continued his bad ways. He used to stay out at night and eventually joined up with bad people. These people were thieves. Michael became a leader of this gang of thieves. Eventually, he became a hardened criminal, and one night he shot and injured someone very badly in one of their robberies. Finally, later, Michael was captured by the police and eventually brought before the judge, and the judge took a very bad, dim view of what violence Michael did to that poor person. so much so that he sentenced him to be hanged. His mother, Mary, by name, and his brother Joseph came to visit him the night before his execution. The prison officers were very kind to them, and they allowed all three to meet for the last time in Michael's prison cell alone. Now remember, Joseph and Michael are identical. It's very difficult to distinguish between the two. While they were in the prison cell together, Joseph asked Michael if he would exchange his clothes with his. Michael agreed, and having done so, Joseph said to Michael and their mother Mary, "You can go now. I will stay here." So Michael and his mother walked free out of the prison that night, and the prison officers didn't know what had happened. Dramatically, Joseph, the next day, in place of his brother Michael, he was executed. Here ends the story. The moral and the questions we may ask: who in this story are we like? Who is like Jesus in this story? Of course, Jesus is like Joseph, the good man. And we are like Michael, because we are sinners, as we have discovered at the beginning of this sermon. We fail to love as is required. We are not able to love, and indeed we are very far short of what we should be in God's eyes. Jesus came among us and was one with us. Hence the idea of the identical twins. He looked like us in every way. But of course his personality and actions were totally good. He died in place of us who are sinners. He took on our sins and the sins of the world and won for us our freedom, just as Joseph did for Michael. Jesus, our brother, like Joseph in that story, has taught us by example and by his preaching and his miracles how we should live our lives. He has paid the price in place of us who are sinners. Because of Jesus, we are free and we have his power to become great people, loving people who look after our sisters and brothers in their hours of need. And we do acts of kindness, not so much that we will earn a right into heaven, but rather in thanksgiving and gratitude for the death of Jesus on the cross. This, I hope, in a simple way explains the meaning of the cross of Jesus. It gives us a reason to honor and exalt the cross of Jesus. May God bless you. Have a beautiful Sunday. And may the power of the cross lead you in your life into union with the Lord, freedom, and real and true love, and eternal happiness. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.